All right. Sorry that we didn't actually release an episode for Christmas. I was busy. But as an apology, here is two of my comedy sets that is going to be, you know, as an apology. You get two of them back to back. And then next week, I'm also going to fucking be busy. So you're going to get three comedy sets that I did. And yeah, then we'll be back, after all this hiatus. You know, I know it sucks. But here y'all go. Here is my fucking comedy sets. Bam.
Jesus Christ, it's tall. So, a couple weeks ago, my mom called me just out of the blue. She's like, hey, son, I was thinking about coming down to Colorado. Where do you live? And I had to, like, sit there and tell my mom, I'm like, no, you can't come out. And before you judge me and be like, you're terrible, you're not letting your mom out. Number one, she's from California, all right? I don't need her bringing her wacky ideas over here, making me spend 20 cents on a grocery bag. Like, I can't be having you out here just, you know, bringing your thoughts out here. And number two is she's an overly cautious driver. She's 10 and 2, 5 below, reading all the signs, looking around, looking at her phone, you know. But it's mounted, so she's good. And I'm just like, Mom, we drive fast out here. 5 to 10 over is the minimum. You know, ask any Coloradan out here. If there's any tourists out here, 5 to 10 over, speed it up or pull off the road, please. Jesus. And, you know, number three is, like, my mom's kind of like a stranger. I don't really talk to her all that often. Not that she's done anything wrong. It's just she's boring. You know, any phone conversations like, hey, how you doing? Good? You? Good? Anything new? Nope. Okay, I love you. How's the weather out there? Click. And, you know, like, I wish that my mom, like, moonlighted as a dominatrix and, like, whipped men for money, but I know that's not the case at all. Like, I just so badly just want her to do something exciting, but she just sits at home with her cats watching Hulu with a box of wine, and she's like, this is a crazy night. And I'm like, Mom, the only thing crazy about California is you're homeless and you're fires. You know, you live in a wild place. And she, like, tells me, she's like, I'm going to move out there if you're not nicer to me. I'm like, yeah, just, like, move to, like, Boulder or something. Like, you got your kind of people up there. You can get up to, like, Birkenstocks and cats and be wild. Go run through the mountains. And she's like, is that where you live? I'm like, yes. Yes, I live in Boulder. She'll never find me down here. But my mom used to not be that boring. She used to be young and spicy. And she used to date a... Oh, breaking stuff back there, I see. She used to date a woman. And that was when she was her happiest. And it was a woman named Laura with cool tattoos, combat boots, and a ragtop Jeep. And I loved Laura. Like, it was, like, my mom's, like my favorite partner she's ever had. And unfortunately, Laura wanted a baby of her very own. My mom had me, and Laura just wanted her own baby. So she went out to, you know, procure some jizz, which is not hard to do. You know, like, you can, if you're a woman, you can just go up to a guy, hey, can I have some jizz? And he'll be like, yes! It's like, in a turkey baster, please. It's like, still, yes? Like, if my wife is fucking me and she just says the word come, I'm like, ah! Every single time. And I love it. It's a trigger word for me. I'm like, oh, yes. Yeah, she's like, come to bed. I'm like, ah! Oh, I'm on my way. I love you, babe. She's like, wait, what? I'm like, I already came. Sorry. I fall right to sleep. Like, damn it. But I like back to my mom. You know, But unfortunately, my mom was not a fan of, you know, her going out and procuring that jizz, because she just, you know, ended up fucking the dude to get it. And so she broke up with Laura and jumped in a new relationship with God and the Catholic Church, because it had that repressed sexuality and that guilt and the free wine. So she's like, yes, this is everything I've ever wanted. And son, you're going to come with me. And, you know, I'm like, all right, fine, I'll do this. And I'm going to do something you're not going to like. I'm going to pick up your gay cape, don it myself, and fall in love with Jesus. Not like the traditional way, the fully gay way. Because if you really think about it, Jesus is awesome. He's a magical Middle Eastern carpenter that you know is ripped. He knows how to fish. He can turn water into wine. He's hung like this. And, yeah, just like the perfect man. And if he was alive today, you know, I would take him up to Brokeback Mountain and nail the shit out of him. And I feel like he would like it this time. Just don't tell my wife. I don't think she knows what Brokeback Mountain is. But, you know, there's just like no more perfect men anymore. And how much more time do I got? None? Okay, for my time.
All right, and that is a set I did back in last July. Here is a set that I did back in last February about dating crazy people. Enjoy.
Damn, you have to do me like that. All right, so Valentine's Day is around the corner. How many people have ever dated a crazy person? Just someone that puts on like this facade, like they're a politician trying to get elected. Like, I'll never lie to you, or never cheat, never steal, never fuck you over. And then, you know, you turn around and you're like, okay, cool. And then you let him fuck, and the crazy just starts coming out. You're like, oh no, you know, this guy's crazy, fuck. And like, your friends and your family will like warn you, like, you know, hey, don't date this person, they're fucking crazy. Like, my mom has, you know, warned me about countless girls. No, I'm just lying, she's like three girls. But, you know, like, she's like, don't date these women, they're terrible. Like, she can, like, smell, like, the desperation and sluttiness on them. And my mom's like, don't date them. Like, you know, if you have a dad, your dad will never like your boyfriend. Gay or straight, doesn't matter. Your dad will never like your boyfriend. Just get over that. And, but, like, yeah, like, my friends have been, you know, I've like, come up to my friends, like, don't date her, that's awful, you know, ew, like, she's gonna fucking ruin your life, she's gonna, you know, have a baby with you, and you're done. And, you know, like, my friends are like, no, she's wonderful. And here's the problem, it's crazy people fuck like gods, they're so good at it, and, yeah, the, you know, y'all feel it. And you know, you've like dated a crazy person, like, oh my god, yeah, you're right. And so, yeah, they fuck like gods, and they're like, I, you know, deaf ears, I don't hear you, la la la. And, you know, you're just like fucking them, and then, you know, it just goes haywire. But for those of you that want to know, there are some red flags you can see, you know, coming on up. For instance, women, if you have more than four cats, you're crazy. Just you know, get the fuck out of there. My wife has three, you know, so she's like right on the precipice. But, you know, I'm just like, yeah, you're crazy. Another one, you know, if like a woman has like the Karen haircut and is like asking for managers everywhere and is being really demanding, you know, all men are evil, all men are bad, you know, she's gonna be a crazy one for you. And the third one is if her head game is on point, if she gets amazing blowjobs, and like when you're fucking her, she's like, come in me. Just, oh, give me that load. Give me your baby. You know, she's, get the fuck out of it. My wife never once. I'm like, okay, thank God, at least you're not bad. But I've had a few girls who are like, take off the condom and just jizz in me. I'm like, no, absolutely not. But, you know, you're not just made women, because I'm about to give some men secrets away. Sorry, guys. You know, if you ever watch a dude play video games or drive, you know, and he starts freaking out, just throwing the controller. Fuck this guy's cheating, piece of shit. Or, you know, he's like just driving down the road. You know, he's like, fuck you. You know, you know this guy is going to be crazy. And the second one is, see him over there? Just get ready for me. Is if a guy's controlling, it's like, where are you at? Where are you going? When are you coming home? Blah, blah, blah. Like a fucking new puppy. It's like, dude, just stop it. And the final one is, if he is a narcissist, always talking about himself, you know, as like a musician or like a comic, get the fuck out of there. But that's been my time. I've been Alex Pacheco. Thank you very much.